Hola, mujeres y allies. This is Tammy Ramos at Latina Vida, your host for today's Latina Vida Career Hacks. This is our mini podcast featuring tips and insights from our newsletter, which publishes each week. If you would like your own copy, please visit us at latinavida.org and you'll be prompted to sign up. This week's career hacks are focused on getting help at home. The quote of the day is, if you think taking care of yourself is selfish, change your mind. If you don't, you're simply ducking your responsibilities. This week, we are continuing to explore the importance of seeking out the support you need for your work-life success. Specifically, we want to talk about getting support at home from your partner and your parents, your cousins, and even your kids. I have three teenagers myself, and I can tell you, they all play a role in your work-life success. The Latina experience, unfortunately, is often one that takes center stage at home in so many roles. Who are we? Mama, esposa, hija, abuela, prima, comadre, amiga, and even vecina, right? Women in general continue to play all of these roles and try to do all of the housework while holding down a full-time job. Now, the pandemic has really exacerbated this unequal division of labor at home. And there's been a number of articles inviting men to step it up and do their part. And while you might print these stories and give them to your partner and your kids, that's not going to be enough, mujeres. Instead of trying to meet the demands of all of these roles all at once, we need to learn to ask for help. And I know personally, that's not something we generally do well. So this week's hashtag 3LV Career Hacks is all about asking for help at home, because we need to advocate for equality and empowerment, and we need to do it everywhere. And remember, mujeres, we are also role modeling to nuestras hijas. I have a daughter myself, and I am role modeling to her what the division of labor should look like in the home. Okay, uno, dos, y tres. Let's do this con ganas. Tip number one, you really cannot do it all. Let that sink in for a moment. The first step in asking for help is to accept you cannot do it all, at least not all at once. Women often hesitate to ask for help for a variety of reasons. It can stem from many of the messages we get about the way we are supposed to manage our home, family, and even our extended family. In some of our families, everyone else comes first and mom's needs come last. Let's let that go. Let's be the agents of changing that. I have spoken to many women who have made it to the C-suite, and they talk about the importance of having a true partner and a supportive relationship. And I'm going to say to all of my single mom sisters out there, I'm a single mom, and I'm going to say, outside of a partner, we have to have a strong community supporting all of the demands so that we can have a successful work-life blend. Tip number two, treat the division of labor with your best project planning skills. So think about it. If you're planning a project at work, an event for a community, or even a friend's wedding, there is no way you would do this project without creating a plan and delegating, right? So when it comes to housekeeping, think of it as a project. There's laundry to be done, childcare, elder care, cooking, and even walking the dog, or taking care of a turtle that we do in our household. So when you think about all of those things, would you put your name down to do every single one of those tasks? Of course not. This is a time to learn to prioritize and delegate. Make a plan to get these things done and enlist the help of everybody. If you have a partner, that person. If you have older children, even nearby relatives, friends, and neighbors, everyone can be a part of your support system. Tip number three, let go and let others do what they know how to do. This is hard for me. I feel like I need to do everything for my three children as a single mom. But guess what? I can't. And there needs to be days when I say, I'm not going to do this today. It will need to wait, or someone else needs to handle this. But it won't be me. Not now. It's amazing what can happen when you don't rescue or fill in the void with your own efforts. I challenge you to do this. Step back and watch how the dynamics of your role and the roles of others shift. You may find it surprising that partners and even children can indeed cook dinner or order takeout. My children love to order DoorDash. They're not going to starve. Also, when it comes to homework, require them to do it themselves. And if they need help, reach out to a friend or reach out to their teacher. In the end, when all of this is said and done, you will find it very rewarding that your partner, your kids, other family members, guess what? By you setting healthy boundaries for yourself and for others, they're going to be empowered. They're going to gain self-confidence. And you know another thing? You will be proud that you have taken care of yourself. You too deserve to be taken care of. All right, mujeres, that's it. Es todo. Thank you for listening to Latina Vida Career Hacks. And remember, if you'd like to support this work, please look for us on Patreon. We also are interested in featuring mini podcasts where you can come in and share how you are using these career hacks for your success. Please write us at info@latinavida or give us a shout out on Twitter at Latina Vida 360. Remember, mujeres, to live your vida con intention. Abrazos y cuídense mucho.